You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Welcome to October with your boys in the morning at Denver's Mix 100, where we are privileged to bring you a trending report. So the Rockies are out of the playoffs. Baseball playoffs are going on. The Rockies are out. The NBA finals are on. The Nuggets are out. The hockey season has ended. We do have our football team, but they're 0-3. This is not a good sports time right now.
It really isn't. It's a good time to pick up a hobby or something, maybe. Do something else.
The Broncos play the Thursday night game tonight against another 0-3 team, the Jets.
It's going to be off the hook tonight.
There might be as many as 15 people in America who watch this game.
It's not going to be good, is it?
Your wife will watch. You know
she'll probably have it on in the background. She really hasn't plunked down and just sat and watched the game yet. Because it's not really worth watching, you know? You're just going to get frustrated.
I have a question for you. Is she doing the loser pool this year?
Don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, because I got the little email from her little group, but I didn't join this year.
Honestly, I have no idea. Not really something I would bring up to her.
What else is going on? Speaking of women, a new study found what age group is the most likely to imbibe. The quote here is, drinking is just something women my age do. So a lot of times you hear that and you might think you're talking about 20-somethings or 30-somethings. That's not it. Researchers have found that women in their 50s and 60s are much more likely than their younger counterparts to consume alcohol at levels well beyond recommended guidelines.
I completely agree. You know, I talk to my mom on a daily basis, and she's talking about little things that she does here and there with her pickleball group. Uh-huh. And most of them involve taking a couple shots before they start playing.
Boy, your mom's getting
sloshed. I'm like, what has happened to you? My sweet, dear, wholesome mother, for years growing up, she's now hitting the bottle, man. Mm-hmm. She's living life. She's enjoying things, I guess.
The story says, although very aware of the possible health risks, many of these women are fine with overindulging, and here's the key, so long as they can do so without embarrassing themselves.
Oh, that's they the said, fun part.
They said, staying in control is the key.
That's when you get the stories. That's the fun stuff. Stories.
All those, you know, things you see on social media of the 20-somethings out at the bars.
It's your mom.
Mom is doing it, guys.
Mom's tearing it up.
Mom. Another big social media trend right now is people showcasing all their photos and videos of all the things they're hoarding. That's right. Groceries and supplies are once again starting to be hoarded, and now people are shoving it all over their social media. Look at all the toilet paper I've got now.
I saw some of the pictures this morning, and kudos to these people. I mean, they've got some pretty decent-looking stockpiles for an emergency. Yeah, man, they're planning. Emergency. The one that had me scratching my head, though, was the lady that had about 40 bottles of mouthwash. I was like, what are you preparing for?
Whoa.
The gingivitis apocalypse, or what, lady?
She's got some foul breath, doesn't she?
I don't know. Oh, maybe she's planning on drinking that if things get really bad.
Well, you know, you've heard stories, right?
I know people, actually.
Maybe your mom's going to turn to that if the pickleball team, you know, runs out.
Where's my scope? I need my scope.
And then I love this, because so many different families around the country were unable to take their usual summer vacation because of COVID.
Ring, ring.
Hotels are now catering to those families. They're offering what they call schoolcations. And it's just about what you might think it is. You go on vacation to a nice resort. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad live it up at the pool, at the beach.
Couples massage.
Playing golf, the couples massage.
Pickleball.
Hiking and a little pickleball while sloshed. While the kids stay back at the hotel. And the staff, the paid staff, make sure that the kids are on Zoom doing all their schoolwork.
This is great.
Not
Why do we have to go
idea.
On vacation to do this, though? Can we just have somebody come to the house and do that while I go to Hacienda or something for the afternoon?
While you leave the country for a while?
Right. Like cross state lines.
I was
That's a good idea.
I was writing a piece about this morning for the Mindbender Club, and I was pointing out that, you know, they say that kids are going to complain about this. And my point is, when do kids not
complain? They always complain.
They're going to complain anyway, no matter what you do. So you might as well go and you live it up while they're back in the room doing their schoolwork.
Now, can somebody take them for the night, too?
Sure, you can pay somebody for that,
too. I'm on vacation, Dom.
Right? Anyway, so that's going on. What else is trending?
Hey, y'all. Happy National Hair Day. What do you do with that?
I do my hair toss.
I did post this on our Facebook today, asking people to post pictures of their hair.
What do you got?
One person. One person. You've had all morning to post your hair for National Hair Day, and we have one post?
Oh, that's good.
Come on now.
Put yours on there.
I might. It's long right now, though. It's a little...
I know you'll do a little photoshopping, whatever. You'll take an old picture of Fabio from the 80s or whatever, put your face on it.
Running a brush through it. Here's a great story this morning. Papa Murphy's is holding a contest where they're trying to find the person with the oldest frozen pizza in the country. Hmm. Now, what you need to do is crack open your freezer and dig around in the back where all that weird stuff goes to die. Find a pizza back there. Take a picture of the expiration date. Tweet it out to Papa Murphy's. And the three oldest pizzas, you're going to win a one-year supply of fresh pizza from the chain. What a great gimmick, huh? I like this.
I always have questions when they say that, a year supply. I'm like, what does that mean?
Right,
how
like
many?
One a week.
One a month, one a year.
Right,
what are they going to do?
Because they can kind of couch that any way they want. Obviously, I would want to be able to go any day of the week and have a free pizza. I want 365 free pizzas is what I want. That's the ultimate prize. Believe it or not, there's a Guinness World Record for the most tattoos of the same musician. And right now it is held by a 35-year-old British woman named Nikki Patterson.
Can I guess the musician?
Sure.
She's how old?
You'll never guess it. Nikki, 35.
35.
You probably read the story.
Is it like Ariana Grande?
Mm-mm. No. A little more
35.
Hard edge. Harder. Hardcore, naughty words in his music.
Judas Priest? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
No.
Who is it?
Eminem.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she's got 16 tattoos. Now, she had the record back in March still with 15, but she added another one since then just to make sure she keeps holding that record.
Are they tattoos of him
of
or his
him,
lyrics?
There's lyrics, all sorts of stuff. She's got 52 tats overall. God, I would love to get calls from people with more than 52 tats and see some pictures. Those fascinate me, man. When people are just covered, you know? And I always love hearing the dollar amount, too, of how much all that cost. Oh, Reed brought home a Guinness World Record book, actually, yesterday from school. And he just happened to flip it open, like, right to the middle. And it was one of those pictures of those guys that are tattooed from head to toe, like, completely up and down. And it kind of freaked him out a little bit. The guy had horns, too, which was weird. And he did the eye tattoos. I was like, what are you checking out from the library?
It's like that kindergarten teacher we were talking about.
Yes, just like that. This is a cool new study from the CDC, and I'm for it. They found... that sitting on an exercise ball instead of a chair at work isn't actually doing anything for your health. And the CDC says, stop it. You look like a dork. It's right here in front of me.
Well, it's supposed to help your posture.
You look like a dork.
It's supposed to help your posture and your core, right?
They say it doesn't. If anything, they say it leads to lower back pain. You're jacking up your lower back because you're trying to, I'm balancing all day. Oh, I'm burning calories here. Oh, no, I'm on a giant ball. I'm like a seal. We had a guy that worked here that sat on one of those.
And oh, yeah.
I wanted to run into that office and kick that ball out from underneath him every time I saw it.
Play kickball with it while he's on it.
It's just the most ridiculous thing. They say by the end of the day that you only burn an additional 32 calories if you're sitting on one of those. They said that's a quarter of a single Oreo. Mm-hmm. It's a bite of an Oreo that you're saving. So... Mm-hmm. Get a chair. Come on now. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Mountain Dew is going to be releasing Mountain Dew flavored hot sauce. They say it's on the way. It's going to be a combination of Mountain Dew and habanero peppers. You dig it? You want it?
I would try it.
You Mountain Dew guy? I know you're not a big soda guy, but have you ever been a Mountain Dew guy?
take it or leave it kind of thing. If it's all the, it's there,
I like
I'm
it.
Not a freak like the X Games people or anything.
Right. But. I'm not chugging it, but I won't turn one down. All right. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Post a picture of your hair, if you wouldn't mind.
Please. Or also, Jeremy's going to be sad.
I'm going to be so sad. And I posted a link to a video of the greatest artist of all time, Weird Al Yankovic. Posted a new song. It's called America is Doomed, the musical. Featuring him singing and some auto-tuned comments from the last presidential election here just a couple nights ago.
Boy, he got that out fast.
It's pretty good, actually. Did you listen to it? Did you watch it?
What? No, but I know your love affair with Weird Al.
I love this guy. And the musical is kind of fun. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Well, that's all you get. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.